I dream in the now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I dream in the now. What is the now that I dream in? What is the now that I live in? What is this now that it seems to be so precious and so desirable for all of us to be aware of? What is this now? I live and I dream in the now. Truly, when we have dreams, daydreams, night dreams, any kind of dreams at all, when we have visualizations and thoughts going through our head, we are doing it now. As we have a daydream, we're not daydreaming about something that will happen, something that has happened, something that is happening. We're dreaming about an instantaneous now activity. And no matter how we try to equate it, no matter how we try to define it and interpret it, we are dreaming in now. We are experiencing in now. In fact, if we were really to be honest with ourselves, the only existence in our consciousness that has any consequence at all is now. And as we think now, as we live now, as we dream now, as we visualize now, we see that we have the reality right there. Now, our tendency, and this takes a lot of training through the years by our families, by our world, by our teachers, by our experience, all to tell us that there is a past, a present, and a future. In fact, our language is built upon the ability to define past, present, and future. Our thinking system is taught about past, present, and future, whereas in reality, there is only now. And we have been trained to go away from our reality into a pseudo-reality, a pretend reality, a reality that's truly ersatz. It's not with any validity at all, but it has validity because we believe it. And whatever we believe has validity. Now, if we want to believe that there is a past, that there is a present, and there is a future, then we give that validity, and that is our reality, strange as it may seem. However, when we do dream, when we are visualizing something for ourselves, when we are an architect creating a beautiful architectural piece of art or construction or whatever it is we want to call it, we have it right there in front of our eyes. Basically, once we have put all the facts together, which are little now bricks, once we have all these facts together and then we begin to think about it, we think of the completed structure, we think of the completed building, the completed project. And we see people utilizing the completed project. They're walking around, driving their cars, parking in the parking areas. We see the swimming pool there filled with adults and children delighting and screaming and hollering and having a great time, and the noise does not offend the neighbors. We see the tennis courts, and on each tennis court are doubles or singles who are working out at tennis and just having a great old time. And everywhere we look, we see a volleyball court, of course, you know. We see a baseball diamond. We see all the sports areas around this beautiful structure that we've designed. Because it's a complete structure, and it's a complete structure now. And as I relate these things to you, I know your own mind is visualizing them now and thinking about them now. Okay, let's take a difficult situation that we're having in our life. Let's take an illness. We have an illness that we have built our consciousness open to experience, and we have claimed that that's our reality. Now, let's just play a game, and playing a game is what children do so well and adults have forgotten sometimes. But let's play the game and pretend that we are well. Now, if we did not have this illness, what would we be doing? Would we be playing tennis? Would we watching television? Would we go dancing? Would we have wonderful, entertaining thoughts? Would we sit comfortably in an easy chair with a wonderful cup of coffee and watch, listen to the music on our iPods and read a book? Would we be sitting on an airplane flying to some wonderful port, and we have our iPod in our hand, and on it we have books, and we can read the book, or we have talking books, and we listen to them, or we have music, or we have whatever. Now, can you visualize that? Now, when you visualize that, do you visualize the apparent illness that you had called reality? Oh, no, no. Well, yes, no, yes, no. You see, we fight with ourselves. And as we have this fight with ourselves, we are fighting with the illusion, and we are fighting with the illusion. For all is an illusion, and whatever illusion it is that we want to have, that's the illusion that we're getting. So, as I live and dream and act in the now, I experience everything in the present tense. So, you're going to take a present to your wife or your husband or some dear friend, and you have this present in your hands. It doesn't matter what the present is. And you go to see them, and you present it to them, perhaps at dinner, perhaps as you walk in the door, however you choose to do it. You visualize yourself presenting it. You don't visualize yourself with your aches and pains. You don't visualize yourself with the temporary illusions that bother you. You visualize yourself now, living now, doing now what you're doing now. We have that privilege to dream in now. And we're doing it anyhow. It's not something we can choose to do or not to do. That's what we do. It's when we are awake, when we are on another level of consciousness, dream, awake, whatever, then we bring other activities into our thought. We bring the thought that arthritis is coming in because we studied a great deal about it. My goodness, we know all about it. Or we studied all about the various illnesses that are coming along. One of our students went to the doctor because she was having a little difficulty with her eyes and so forth. And the doctor said to her, "You have perfectly normal eyes. They are nothing more than what a little bit of age might do to them, but they're perfect. And they're wonderful. Well, what about these other drugs that I'm taking?" "They don't affect them in the slightest. You are just fine." You see, they want to build a case of negativity for themselves, and in building a case of negativity, they want to prove that their unhappiness or illness or something that they don't want is real. And the doctor is saying to them, "There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect. You're wonderful. Yes, you're acting a little bit like an older person because you are an older person. And hey, we don't need to act like an older person. Let's go running around like a younger person. Let's go running around like a spring chicken." I tell all of my friends who are up in years, I say, "Well, you're a spring chicken." And they cluck, 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 and they act like it, and they just have a great old time. And that's the way I see them, because that's the way I see me. I'm a young spring chicken. How many centuries old am I? Who knows, you know? But I'm a young spring chicken. How many centuries old are you, really? And you just slip from dimension to dimension, forgetting the past delightful life that you lived, and now you're living your life here, and it's like going on a ship to Asia, and you don't have a cell phone, and so you can't report back where you are, but you're still alive, you're still doing wonderful things. Or you're going to town, you get on in the car and drive to town, or in the streetcar, or the bus, or whatever you do, and you fly to another country, you get in the special jet that they used to have, and it would fly you from New York to London in just a matter of moments. Yes, but it wasn't used enough to be beneficial. The cost of speed travel like that was too prohibitive for it to be practical. Just like making gold out of electrical power on normal minerals was too expensive. So it's too expensive for us to be whole and perfect all the time. It's too expensive for us to be living in the now. Because if we do that, we're going to train ourselves away, not away, but train ourselves into the awareness that is our reality. The energy that it takes to train ourselves into this awareness of our reality can be excessive when we fight it. But when we are like a child and we have a good imagination, I tell people all the time, please understand that San Diego is north of San Francisco. And they say, Herb, you have lost your marbles. You are totally out of it. I said, no, I am teaching you an idea. I am teaching you the ability to think in different frameworks than you have been thinking about all along. Our psychologists, our psychiatrists, our people of philosophy and religion are teaching us to do this. Religion is just one big story that attempts to build into our consciousness morals and values and a very strenuous way of doing it by making us fearful. The boogeyman's going to get you if you don't behave. Oh, what a way to teach. And this is what religion does. This is what doctors do. They say, if you don't do this, that's going to happen. Instead of saying, if you do this, that's going to happen. If you do these things, you're going to be healthy. If you do these things, you're going to be wealthy. If you do these things, you're going to be happy. Living in now. Yes. Herb, you talk nonsense. Yes, I do, don't I? But it's true. It's absolutely true. Whatever thought we have for ourselves is the world in which we live. So let's take our thought and make our thought an ever-present activity in the now, living in the now, dream in the now, walk in the now. It is done. And whatever it is that makes us happy, think on that and let that be our now experience. For it is surely wonderful and surely beautiful and surely exactly where you and I stand on the on the experiences of life, and life is wonderful. I dream in the now. How about you? Are you ready to be with it? Dreaming in the now, thinking only in the now, living in the now, knowing now is the only acceptable time for my good? How wonderful it is. Within you, within me, within each of us, is a Bible. It is our book of life, our book of reality, our book of joy. And if we will stuff that book with all the pages of our happy dreams in the now, we will experience all those happy dreams in the now. Join with me in stuffing my book with my happy dreams in the now and watch the miracles of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.